The Big Dog! What's up, everybody? This would be episode number 39. Episode 39, we're bringing back Joshua Lampton. Anybody who's been a long-time listener to the podcast will know. Josh was the original co-host of Radcast during, like, the first season. Before he branched off, and he had a little bit to do with the second season. And he's been on the show numerous times. Anybody from the Roseburg area knows who Josh is. Anyways, so this is a classic chill fest, guys. We cover a bunch of different random stuff. We talk about some comic book stuff, some comic book TV shows and movies. That being said, spoiler alert, if you have not watched any of the new Flash or Arrow, we do get into that a little bit. So if you're not caught up on those and you don't want to know, might want to skip it. Otherwise, we talk about comic book TV series, comic books themselves, characters. We talk about some WWE stuff because WrestleMania was just the other day. We get into selling cars, people that park like assholes. I mean, a little bit of everything. We also bring up the tragic loss of Charlie Murphy this past week. Huge shout out and huge rest in peace to Charlie Murphy. One of my favorite guys. He was a great stand-up and arguably the best storyteller of all goddamn time. He was fucking hilarious. So I'm going to jump into the ads here, guys, and then we'll get right into this episode. This one's not as long as the last one. I believe it's a little over an hour. So if you weren't digging the huge long ones, they're not always that long. That's not super common. So I'm going to need you guys to go to firstand26.com, get some new clothes. That is the number one, STAND, the numbers 26th.com. Buy a t-shirt, buy a hoodie, buy a hat. Or maybe you don't want anything they have and you just want to get your own stuff made. They do custom screen printing and designs so you can get your own shit done. So send them a thing, they'll send you a quote. You guys can pick what you want, and they do a really really bang-up job over there. Also, if you're into any of the pattern art stuff that's really big out there, like all these adult coloring book type things, maybe you just need something that can, you know, to hang in your kitchen, something to hang in your living room. Maybe you got a studio or something going on, and you want to buy some new art. There's a local artist here in Roseburg. She does really, really cool stuff. She puts a lot of energy and time into these pieces, and you can really see it. Some pretty crazy goddamn line work, and it's all mostly pattern art. She does some other stuff on there you'll see available at some times. The apparel is not ready on the site yet, but it's coming soon. But go to chantelbenedictart.squarespace.com. If you go on there, you can see there's all the different prints for sale. You can get them black and white or colored. You have the choice. You can also order it with no frame, save a little bit of money. Or if you'd like to receive it framed and all fancy and sexy looking, you can add a frame for a little bit of a fee. All shipping in the United States is free with the purchase. You can use there's two promo codes we got. You can either use the promo code RADCAST, and that will take $5 off of any single print that you choose. Or you can use the promo code RADCAST25 for your first purchase and take 25% off on your entire order if you decide to purchase multiple pieces. It has to be a minimum of two. You got to at least spend, they're $25 a piece. You got to at least spend $40, I believe. Anything above that will be discounted at 25% after that fee. That's RADCAST25 or just RADCAST for the $5 off a single print. That is chantelbenedictart.squarespace.com. All right, you freaks. Enjoy this one. Old friend, good old conversations. We talked about some pretty silly stuff. Let's get into it.
Big of the devil at this shall appear.
You're about to be killed by a Zamboni.
Now I am become death. The destroyer of worlds.
Relaxed and smiling.
Oh!
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Oh yeah!
Give me a hell yeah!
What do you have to say about that?
Anderson Silva, you absolutely suck.
I drive an 07 BMW. I'm going to take up 2 spots.
We went to lunch today, and there was a guy in like a old, like not nice Ram. Like old, like 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And he parked in 4 spaces. He parked like dead center of the 4 spots. I was like, you're such a cunt.
We had a guy come in the other day. Cracked me up. He parked literally, it was Sunday, parked where his truck was long enough to take up 4 spots. And I was like, we already only have 9 spots to park. And you just parked in 4 of them.
Oh, sweet. Yes.
I'm like, sick as fuck, dude.
You guys only have 9 spaces? I guess, I mean, you're not going to ever have like 15 people there.
Yeah, 9 spots.
And at that point, if you need to, you can kind of just park in a lane or something as far
old
as like
a lot.
People crack
me up there. There could be no one in any spot.
They'll park at the door.
Literally, they'll just park, yeah. They'll just pull in and get out. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, I saw a picture you said, apparently it's just like park anywhere.
Yeah, fuck, dude. Old person was in that car. Card holder.
Whoa, let me see that bad boy. How'd you get, you order that online?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
How do you open this one, bitch? You just flick it open?
Yeah.
I like the rounded edges. That's a good choice.
Yeah, so whenever he orders them for us, we can get them rounded or squared, or rounded and squared with glossy. Don't like glossy.
No,
and
glossy.
A chance
you gotta
have to draw
matte.
On it.
Yeah, you got to do matte.
And the rounded edges just make your card seem so much more classier than just the square edges.
I'm all down with the thicker rounded edge.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna. You don't have like you posing in front of a Honda or something on here.
I have my own cards. Those are just the ones that you get for
okay.
free.
Oh, okay.
Those are our company cards.
Gotcha. It's nice and simple.
I do have...
I like it.
So I made my own cards. I made some that are actually magnets. So whenever I sell a card to you, you can...
Yeah, you did tell me about that.
A magnet.
Yeah, you told me about that.
And then I made a referral card, which actually looks pretty cool. It's the Honda logo. It's just white with blue lettering. Super simple. And then I made another card that asks for referrals. I mean, not referrals, but reviews.
Oh, okay. What, you had out like 9 cards when you sell a fucking car? You stapled them all
together. So when they buy the car up front, I obviously give them my card.
Right.
And then I give them a magnet card.
Okay.
But when I send them a thank you card in the mail,
mm-hmm.
I send them 3 referral cards and my card, how was your visit? And then leave a review on whatever.
Oh, okay. Does it work pretty good? Like people bring in the referral cards? Or?
Yeah, the first week that I had them... I would say, that month, the first month I had my leave me a review card, I got 19 reviews, 14 reviews.
Okay.
Because one person did
it
afterwards.
It makes sense.
If you do.
I mean, the last thing you think of when you buy a car is like, oh, I need to remember to like review the salesman.
Sure, remember.
Unless you're shitty. The only way people are going out of their way to find a way to say something about you is if you're shitty. So by you putting.
Reviews.
Right. So and by you putting. That in, people are like, oh, I didn't even think to, like, say things when they're not shitty.
Plus, I bribe them. I say, if you leave me a review, a 5-star review on these sites, I'll send you $20.
Nice.
We make money for getting reviews in the turn, so essentially I'll make $80, but I'll give them $20.
Well, whatever.
Essentially, I'll make $100, but I'll just give them
$20. You get $100 for one review?
No. Oh. So you get...
Or do you have to, be up to an X amount of
Well, yeah.
Reviews.
So you get $10 if it's on Facebook. You get $20 if it's on anywhere else.
Okay.
So I give them where to go. They leave me a review.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I make money. They make money.
Hell yeah.
Whatever.
Where's my $20? I give you a review, you piece of shit.
Leave me some. I don't care.
Fucking, it's kind of funny that I just started watching all this old wrestling again. Like, I just listened to the last podcast on the last episode, and it was about Chris Benoit and, like, him killing his family and stuff. Mm-hmm. God, that's so crazy. And I think the most biggest bummer to me is like the most biggest bummer. That was a terrible sentence.
The biggest bummer of bummerness.
The
I've
most
ever
bummer
had.
Is bummer, biggest bummer. Is that like how bad they just. Yeah, he never existed. Until like.
See, that's one thing I don't like.
Until like
about
a year ago.
I kind of see why they did it, obviously.
I get it for PR reasons and stuff.
But at the same time. You can't play it off like he. Like even if you go onto their website and it shows you when the title changed.
It won't say his name.
It's just like, and this person lost to blank. And then it was brought back, and it's like,
yeah. Okay. Well, and the problem is too, like, I think I'm up a little too loud there. What bugs me is like, yeah, what he did was fucking super terrible, and there's no excuse for it ever. But at the same time, like, the dude was one of the best wrestlers ever, dedicated his life to it, helped, you know. I was a huge Benoit fan back when he wrestled. Huge. And it just, I mean, yeah, what he did was super, super shitty. You know, killed his wife, killed his kid in a couple days, and killed himself. That's super shitty. But also, when they scanned his brain, the dude had, like, fucking, they said he had the brain of, like, an 85-year-old Alzheimer's patient. Like, it was so scarred and pitted. And the dude had, like, 30-something fucking confirmed.
Well, as far as Chris Benoit goes with that, though, because his,
if his finishing move is a diving headbutt
from the top ropes, yeah. You're bound to have some head problems.
He's also known as one of, like, only two wrestlers to ever be, he was one of the only guys to ever be okay with accepting chair shots to the back of the head.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, nah. He was like, do it.
Yeah. There's a couple people out there that wrestle now that I feel are pretty wimpy for what it used to be.
Yeah.
And...
oh, yeah. These guys were savage. You watch this and you're just like, oh, my God. Like, and classic every early Monday...
2000s wrestling is a completely different wrestling than is there today.
Well, and every Monday Night Raw was like a pay-per-view now. Like, you only get a decent match during a pay-per-view now, and that's iffy. And back in the day, like, every week, we're just going to have a cage match on Monday and a lumberjack match on Thursday and a Hell in the Cell and a goddamn. They had
the
a
whole dynamic they had a of the wrestling blood. Changed. And one thing I don't really like about it. I mean, I still watch it to this day, but, like, back when this was on, and honestly, I didn't watch it back in, like, 01 or stuff like that. I mean, I caught it every now and then, but I didn't fully start watching it until about 05.
Okay.
And that was when Randy Orton and them had just started.
Evolution?
Yeah. And so they had just came out, and that's when I feel like...
And that was a good era.
It was. I thought it was a damn good era.
It's a damn good era.
It's my person, because I do have the network, like, every... law-abiding American should have
yeah, this
the
is WWE what this is right Network. Here. Yeah, this is like the ruthless aggression era, and then Evolution was still like Attitude era, and it was still good, and then it just went to shit like in like 2000. When do you say it took the real downhill turn?
Well, I think they did the PG era in like 2008 or something like that, but you really didn't notice a big change. Well,
Benoit killed his family in 07, so it was probably soon after that. Yeah.
And you really didn't see a change, though. Until about 2011, and that was when The Miz won the belt at Mania.
And
when
he threw up on myself.
I know. When he main evented Mania, I think that was 2011.
God, how do you have The Miz ever?
That was where I fully said, you know what, I think I'm going to stop watching for a while because I just didn't like where they were going.
Yeah,
because
it's disgusting.
Kane was always iffy if he was going to wear a mask, not wear a mask, if he was there. Which I'm not really a huge Kane guy,
but that always just was annoying. I really liked Kane. I was never a big Kane guy before they took the mask off the first time, but when they first took his mask off and he went on the like super psychopath tear for like 3 years, 2 years, great. He was awesome. That's when he was like lighting JR on fire and like just crazy shit when he like forced married Lita and like just they just had a good
whole
character
Lita thing.
Yeah,
that cracks me up.
Well, like right now, this is how crazy it used to be back then. They had Lita, she got thrown, like Nacho Cheese got thrown on her, and it shows her in the shower, and she's naked, and Dean Malenko's like creeping on her, and he like tries to walk in and start like groping her while she's in the shower, and the Hardy Boys attack him. And I was like, you could never,
no,
ever, you could never, ever get away with that now.
No way. And well, you know why you can never get away with it? Because if Dean Malenko was trying to pull that off, he'd make the list.
Oh, he'd make the
and
list.
And that's why he would never be able to pull that off.
It's just like you can't – people would just – you should – have you read any like the reviews of Raw now? The things people complain about and like, I'll never watch this and I'll never let my kids watch it.
Okay, this is one reason.
Over shit like – they'll be like, John Cena, he said damn in a speech last week and I just feel like that's unnecessary. Kill yourself.
Okay, one thing I couldn't stand – if you guys are wondering too, we're watching – wrestling, old school wrestling
right
now.
Yeah, 01. This is February of 01.
Yeah, okay. But anyways, one thing I think kind of ruined wrestling, I think is why it's going the way it's going, though, is because it's almost like smartphones and like the internet and social media as a whole, because there's no – you can't really do a storyline anymore. No. It just doesn't work because the crowd would be like, well –
the attention spans are dead, yeah.
Well, I don't like this guy, so – we're all going to boo him. Boo! So it's like, you really can't go on with anything. Like back in the old days, like Vince could be like, okay, Kane's going to come out in 2 weeks and no one's going to know, or someone's going to come back. Nowadays, it's already known a month before he even gets in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This person's contract's already signed.
Well, because they make it part of the show. Like when, I'm not a fan, but when Seth Rollins hurt his knee and like, every day he'd post a new video like, yeah, guys, I should be back in like 4 weeks and I'm doing rehab. I'm like, dude, you're supposed to just like show up in the crowd and like beat somebody up with a chair.
Yeah, you're not, that's why the old school is so much better.
The episode before this, Eddie Guerrero had been out for like 6 months and then he just attacks Chris Jericho out of nowhere from the crowd. And it was like, everybody there loses their shit because Eddie came back. But it's like, that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like classic, I watched the episode where Jericho first comes on Raw and The Rock just had the title and he's out there talking and then the countdown finally hits zero and Jericho comes out and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what is your name? And he goes, my name? It doesn't matter what your name is.
Classic episode.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's just like even like little shit that's like not even – okay, it's not real. But say today Stone Cold were to come on and Stone Cold Stunner fucking Charlotte, Ric Flair's daughter. Mm-hmm. And say he were to come on and Stone Cold Stunner a chick, people would lose their shit.
Oh, yeah.
He hit a girl. Oh. Remember when he Stone Cold Stunner to Stacey Keebler?
Oh, yeah.
She like hands her a beer.
She's like, oh,
he's
okay.
Like, okay. Let me open that for you. Hands it back, and she doesn't like it. He just stuns her.
This cracks me up, though. The XFL was getting big. That was just the dumbest idea. Lord.
Oh, God.
That was so
Jesse
dumb.
Ventura. I forgot he was involved in that. Yeah, who are those people going to watch that shit?
Wrestling fans.
Yeah.
That's it.
It has to be. And they maybe sold out an arena 2 or 3 times.
I don't know.
Is it supposed to be like – it's extreme football, right?
Yeah.
Is what XFL was. How was it supposed to be more extreme? Are they like punching each other? Like, or what is going on? What makes it more extreme than full contact football in the NFL?
So essentially it was almost like there was football. It had like slightly different rules. And I think – I don't know. I don't know too much on XFL to be 100% honest with you. But I feel like maybe it was scripted or something. Maybe that's why they didn't really like it too much, or I don't know.
I don't know either, because they were drafted. I thought they'd legitimate like college players that didn't make it to the NFL. Like, I thought they were just like there was way less contact rules. Like you could just clothesline people and hit them with the knees and shit. But again, I don't know that much.
I don't know. Probably then.
Maybe he thought he could really launch
a football league
that
he's
could
like,
compete.
You know what? I've already beat up everyone in the wrestling league. Let's just go take on football. And that's where he realized real quick. That you might be the big dog at the barbecue, but when you step into the ring with the NFL, they just...
Well, that's one of the reasons why he didn't buy the UFC, because Vince at one time was going to buy the UFC, but then when he opted out, and when like asked about it later, he was like, I can't own the UFC and make it big because I can't control who the stars are.
Yeah.
In other words, in the WWE, whoever's getting over with the crowd, you can just go... Oh, well, I want to sell out more tickets. Okay, he's top dog now, and everybody loves it. In the UFC, you build somebody up like Ronda Rousey, they lose one time, and everybody in the world hates their fucking guts.
Which blows my mind.
Which is retarded. I mean, yeah, stupid. Oh, she lost. Oh, big deal. Or Connor. The first time Connor lost, half the people I ever talked to, I told you he's all hype. All hype. He just beat effortlessly how many fucking people, and he gets choked out.
He lost.
He took a fight on... they both took it on short notice. Gets choked out, like, in a weight class... there's 2 weight classes higher than his. He should have lost that fucking fight. What are you talking about?
Have you been watching Flash and Arrow at all? I just asked you that.
Yeah, we talked about it the other day. I'm not caught up on Flash because I've only been watching it on. I think I watched it all on Netflix, so I'm like a season behind.
Savitar
and Arrow, I'm probably like 90 seasons behind. I just stopped caring. I stopped liking that show.
Yeah,
I did.
I still like them all. I've watched Arrow since it came out, and I've always liked Arrow. But Flash, I've always liked Flash. Right now, for me, Flash is definitely number one, which is hard for me to say because Arrow used to be. I was like, I'm never going to like Flash
Arrow
as
just
much.
Died for me really bad. One of my favorite, probably my favorite comic book stuff going on right now would probably have to be like the Netflix Marvel shit coming out.
The Netflix shows are great.
They're great.
And
have you watched the new...
I'm on episode 8.
of
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. Do you like it?
I like it.
I don't.
The actor is iffy for me because
it's iffy.
So I'm not saying he's a bad actor because he's actually doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing good. It's just that the whole Iron Fist, how the era of the Iron Fist that I kind of know of, he's like a street. He's almost like
Him and Luke Cage.
He's
like
hero
homies.
For hire for one.
Yeah,
him and Luke Cage.
Yeah,
and how are you going to play it off that he's going to be hero for hire when he's a billionaire?
Yeah. They went like a
so he's
Batman
not going
to
be like, I'm not going to help you out unless you pay me. When throughout the whole thing of the show, he's just someone's like, my kid is dying of cancer. Well, ma'am, we'll get to it. We'll do this. We'll, you know what I mean?
And it's just,
it's so much different. That's one thing
that's
hard
for
me.
There was just, I don't even
watch the whole thing?
I haven't watched the whole thing. I'm like four episodes in.
Okay.
But I don't know, and I don't even have this answer, so maybe I'm just being a cunt. I don't even necessarily know what it is about it that I'm really not digging, but something is just not – I don't hate it. I'm not saying I hate it, and I'm not saying it's terrible. But something about it is not clicking with me. Like Daredevil was an instant like, oh, it's fucking 10. It's a click. Luke Cage, the first few episodes were hard. They were slow. I definitely had to ride out Luke Cage before I started to like it, but
Luke
I got
Cage,
into it.
Luke Cage, for me, I actually liked more than Daredevil. Only
really?
Reason for that was because Luke Cage, I felt like – I like the actors in Luke Cage more than I do in Daredevil, and I still think Luke Cage had the best actors over any of them. And I haven't watched Jessica Jones yet just because I haven't got around to watching
I hated Jessica Jones.
I haven't watched it, but Daredevil, which I think you can get away with because if you don't watch Jessica Jones, which I haven't seen it though, so I don't know. I think you can get away with it because Iron Fist is like showing you stuff from like – Luke Cage and Daredevil, but I've yet to hear one reference to Jessica
Jones. Well, that's what's really weird that a lot of people were complaining about, because Jessica Jones is like Power Man's like love interest in a lot of arcs,
mm-hmm.
and they don't seem to really tie together at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's supposed to be a completely different... Maybe I'm an idiot, maybe they're waiting for the shows to get a little farther before they tie them together, but as far as like I've only seen like the first...
I think the next one is The Punisher.
Yeah, which is being... which is being filmed, and it's the break off of the guy that plays Punisher from Daredevil.
Mm. Which now, he's really good. I like his actor.
He's great. I like the guy that plays Daredevil. I like all the actors in Daredevil. Who is it that you're not a fan of?
I don't know. It's
the
not
girl
too much
can bug
that,
me. The girl can bug me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of her, and it's not even so much that I don't like the actors of it. Because, I mean, the actors are good, but I feel like the Iron Fist, for one, is probably the worst actors out of all of them, and they're still good. It's just, I really like the, what's her name? Japanese girl that's on there.
That's on Iron Fist?
Yeah, the girl that he's been hanging out
with.
I don't remember her name. Anyways, I think she's doing good. I really like her actor. I like the actor who plays Iron Fist. I just think that it's kind of a...
The story they went with, like the
arc. It's kind of different, so that's the hardest part for me, because if you're really into the comic books, it's difficult to wrap your head around a hero for hire.
Well, that's
is
how
now a billionaire.
Full disclosure, I don't know a lot about Power Man, and I don't know a lot about Iron Fist. I know more about Power Man. I knew more about Power Man, Luke Cage, than I did about Iron Fist. But that being said, exactly what you're saying, what I did know of them is they were both like... They grew up in like Brooklyn and they ran together and were just like, oh, somebody's fucked with you? Yeah, we can handle it,
yeah, but you're going to have to pay us.
What do we get out of it? And then they would just like walk through somebody real quick.
Yeah, so maybe that's the angle they're going to go with towards the end.
Are they going to make him go – I haven't watched it all either. So are they going to make him lose all his money or something? Then he ends up living in Harlem and meets
– Hasn't happened yet.
Luke?
So I don't know.
Weird.
I'm really hoping because she made a reference –
Well, you have to tie those two together.
She made a reference to the Japanese girl, the – leader of the hand. I don't know if she's the leader of the hand. I'm not that far into it yet. But, which, for some reason, the hand, every time I hear that reference, it brings back to Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
And,
sure.
Like, Ninja Turtles fought the foot, and now the Iron Fist is fighting the hand. Is the Power Rangers going to fight the torso? Or, like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But she's like the little... Japanese girl that walks with the cane that has like force powers, like from anything we've seen, she could like throw you backwards
right.
or whatever. But she made a reference in the episode that I'm on, which isn't really a spoiler because you'll see it anyway. She said, "You know,
well,
I
if that were the logic, then nothing would be a spoiler. It's not really a spoiler because I mean you're gonna see it.
Well, no, that's bad wording. But all she said was, you know, I've now." dealt with the demon of Hell's Kitchen or the devil of Hell's Kitchen, or whatever she Daredevil. Said it.
Okay.
But well, that's who she was referencing. Then she said the man with iron skin, and then now I'm meeting an iron fist.
I don't remember her. Did she show up in either of those? I've watched both of all those.
Yeah, dude. So the Japanese girl, remember in Daredevil, that whole cocaine scandal thing?
Oh, wait. She's,
little bags.
She's the... She was...
The little old lady that had that shop where everyone was blind.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Yeah, well, Daredevil was the first one I watched, so I watched that quite a while ago, so some of that's kind of fuzzy.
Plus, that's the last time I saw it,
plus
too.
Plus, it's two seasons, so...
Yeah. But I don't remember her in Luke Cage.
Well, I think I'm mixing up two movies and or shows. I remember there being an Asian girl in it. I can't remember if it's a movie I watched recently, but there's like an Asian girl who's kind of like, she seems like a sidekick, but then ends up like having the other guy killed. And I'm having a really fucking hard time remembering what it's from, but I'm not thinking it's Luke Cage. Who is the main protagonist in Luke? Nope. I'm thinking of something different. Cause I'm trying to remember all the main.
Cottonmouth was in.
Yeah. Cottonmouth was. I was so bummed when he died. He was so good.
Oh, I know.
Dude, when they killed him off. So good.
If you haven't seen the show, whatever, spoiler.
I'll put spoilers in the intro. So.
But, when his sister or who was it again? Cousin. His cousin throws him through the window and then hits him over the head. I was like, no, he was the best actor on this show.
He was really good.
I liked him.
He was really good.
He played that so good.
One of my biggest griefs about that show was it seemed to me, maybe I was being a little picky or maybe I was looking too hard. Did it seem to you that Luke Cage's powers were a little inconsistent?
Sometimes it did, because there'd be sometimes where you couldn't hurt him. I mean, he can get hit by a truck, train, plane, a hurricane, anything. He'd be like, I'm okay.
And sometimes he could just take a straight bullet, not even.
Next time someone hit him over the head with a chair and he like stumbles a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's like, that don't make sense.
Yeah.
And one thing that didn't make sense at all to me is that if he could take all these bullets, that one bullet that like hits you and then
and like burrows blows in. Up. Yeah.
Here's my movie logic buster.
Okay.
Is what I'll call that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That bullet blows up when it sticks in you. And then blows up, right?
So how's it getting in him in the
first
place?
How the hell, if he has that skin, if it just hits you like a normal bullet and then blows up, is it staying in him?
Remember when they showed the guy demonstrating the bullet and the guy's standing with the vest and he goes, Kish! And he's like, oh,
but
okay.
It got stuck in his vest. Like,
I thought maybe, and it didn't show this, so I'm just speculating. But of course, with that guy, it was delayed. With Luke Cage, it was like in him in a second. But my thought was because I thought the same thing. I was like, wouldn't that just bounce off and blow up on the fucking ground? But I thought maybe it's like high powered enough to hit him, and maybe it sticks and then drills or something. But then again, what the fuck's that drill made out of? Isn't it?
What's the bullet made out of to make it drill?
Isn't
I don't know.
The bullet made out of
adamantium?
No, not adamantium. It's made out of. I thought didn't they bring up Uganda in there? Isn't it vibranium?
Oh, is it?
I think it was.
That wouldn't make sense though.
Or maybe it was adamantium. It was some because remember they were talking about the special metal that the bullets were made out of. They could kill Luke Cage.
No, that's not it either.
I thought
vibranium,
it was,
maybe.
What'd you say?
Vibranium.
Vibranium, maybe.
Which is the opposite of vibranium.
Vibranium, because vibranium absorbs energy.
And that one just exerts it.
I can't.
That wouldn't make sense either.
No, they said where it was from. The guy made a reference to it real briefly when he's like, oh, I got this metal from blah, blah, blah. I can't remember. I don't think it's adamantium, because adamantium, there's a finite resource of adamantium.
Well, and they wouldn't be able to reference that anyways, because Fox has the rights to that.
That's true.
So if anything, it would have been vibranium, but I don't think it was.
Fucking spider. Piece of shit.
It could be. I don't remember. But anyways, that part didn't make any sense to me. But I like Iron Fist.
Well, and then here was something too. Like
Rosie could not get into it, I can tell.
Iron Fist?
Yeah, so she didn't like Luke Cage at all.
Really?
She hated it when I had that on.
The whole series?
The whole series, because every time she had a chance, she goes, this show is so weird. I think the problem was because she would always catch, like, I'd be watching episode 2, and then she'd come in on, like, episode 5. And then,
so she missed a lot of storylines.
So she'd be watching, and she's like, this doesn't make any sense.
Like,
and
yeah. It's like,
well, that's, yeah.
That's like catching the first 5 of a movie, the middle 5, and then the last 5.
So. But she likes Supergirl.
I don't.
I can't stand that show.
I can't get into
That's
it
That's the
all.
Only show I can't
so
get
bad.
Into.
I couldn't
and
either.
It's not even, I don't know.
It got good in the middle of the second season for like 3 episodes, and I was like, oh shit, the show's turning around. Hell yeah. Dog shit. Got worse again.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really like that one. I'm not the biggest fan of Supergirl. I do like Legends of Tomorrow.
I haven't watched any of that, dude.
Like I said, I love Flash.
I was so excited.
Oh, the other day, we were watching Grey's, because that's Rosie's like favorite
yeah,
show. Is
every
Grey's.
Girl ever, yeah.
And it's showing the preview for the next episode, which I think comes out tomorrow. And it shows a plane crash happening, Grey's on the plane we're watching. And she's like, no. They've already had so many plane crashes and people die, they can't have another one, blah, blah. And I turn to her and go, well, wouldn't see this trouble on Flash and Arrow, because when's the last time you saw Flash take a plane? Even if it did go down, he'd be fine. And so she was getting so back, and I'm like, no, that's why Grey's Anatomy's not as good as Flash and Arrow, because I was giving her so much shit. I go, Grey's isn't even that good. When's the last time anyone's ever fucked up the timeline, ran back in time, or used super speed? When's the last time Meredith shot an arrow? And she's just like, it's not an action show. I go, exactly. There's yet to be one fight scene. Which isn't true, I guess, come Grey's Anatomy people. I said that at work, and they're like, there's been fight scenes on Grey's Anatomy.
Dude, they get defensive. That show's been big forever.
I know.
I tried, Sierra used to watch the shit out of that show, and I watched a few episodes. I tried. I mean, it's just a typical, boring, super not realistic hospital show.
Vampire Diaries, which I've never watched, but I guess that had a really crazy ending, too.
Chantel watches it. I got sucked into watching, like, because, I mean, you know, she went and watched most of WrestleMania with me and stuff like that. So it's like, you watch my shit. Like, I'm not going to tell you you have to turn off your shit just because I think it's dumb.
And that's how I always am. Like, I don't care. Like, one thing that it is, though, is that if I'm going to watch it with you, I'm going to watch the episode.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, like, half-ass watch it, because if you do want to talk to me about it, I don't need to be in the show.
Well, not only that, but, like, I'd rather, if I'm not going to completely, like, and I'm going to ask questions. Like, I'll do that. Like, I'll be like, who's that guy? Why is he doing that? Because it's like, if you expect me to, like, sit here and watch it with
Which if you watch on Hulu, you're good, because you can ask on the commercial break. That's what I do. Okay. If I'm ever lost, I'm like, why was this such a huge deal? Fill me in
Right. Yeah, I try to do the same thing. I don't, like, pissy half-watch shit. I, like, I'll full blast, like, I'm in it. I might not be in it enough to, I'm going to watch it on my own, but while I'm watching it with you, like, I'm in that shit.
You have to watch the episode.
Yeah, I'm in it. Like, you got to be, and that's just the way I look at it. But then again, if I ask you to watch some dumb shit, like, I mean, I watch, like, 80%, like, I'll watch Family Guy and South Park, and so, I mean, she doesn't like cartoons. So, I'm just like, if I'm in, you got to be in.
Mm-hmm.
She came and watched, first of all, I'm like, if you're going to be hanging out with me, you got to watch some of the dumb shit that I'm into. Like, I don't watch wrestling, especially new stuff, like, barely ever. Mania, got to watch Mania. I watched Rumble.
I've watched Mania every year for a long time.
Yeah, I got to at least watch Mania. It's like the Super Bowl. I don't watch one game of football all year. Now, you do. You're into football, but I don't watch one game of football all year.
I'm not really that into it, but I watch it. See, I think how I started to get into it was when I started playing fantasy football, because I started caring about teams and stuff I wouldn't give a shit about.
Couldn't tell you one player on one team other than, like, a couple big quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, plus then at work, like, all, like,
everybody has,
like,
a pool.
Ralph, my boss, and Aaron, all them, they all watch sports. So I like to, you know, watch it so I can at least talk somewhat sports, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's, if I had a dollar for every fucking time I go to somebody's house, they're like, you catch that Carolina game? I'm like, what sport? Oh, football. No, I definitely didn't. Like, oh, you don't watch football? No, I hate football.
Yeah.
Like, I'll play football. I'll play soccer. I'll play.
I don't want to watch everything.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch it. I can't. I would rather gouge my eyes out and be skull fucked by a monkey than watch basketball for 10 minutes on TV.
Yeah.
I can go to a game. I can go to any game. Like, I remember, like, baseball's arguably the most boring.
Baseball, man.
I was going to say baseball's arguably the most boring fucking sport. I'd rather watch, like, cricket than baseball, or, like, people.
Actually,
like,
you know what? I would rather watch baseball over soccer, though. And really? People think it's crazy because
I just don't like soccer because, like, everybody, really like gets touched and pretends like their head explodes.
There's no points ever scored. Like, oh, the game ends
3 hour
2-1.
Game and it's 1-1. Yeah.
Oh, sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dedicated a whole entire day to this. I feel you there, but I at least, like, there's more going on than baseball's. Like, everybody's standing still hoping the ball moves. And yeah. I've never been a baseball guy, but when I lived in AZ, we had gotten some, like, a couple games. We'd gotten tickets to the Diamondbacks. Yeah. And so we went, and we were, like, right above the catcher. And it was super fun. It was fun, like, being a part of the crowd. And, I mean, the best thing the whole day was the hot dogs. I mean, they were better than the game. But
yeah.
You get to watch the guy on the organ play the live, like, like the whole time. Uh-huh. And just being in a crowd of people. I still say, I said this when Patrick was on, that WWE event was arguably the most fun thing I've ever went to in my entire fucking life.
When you guys went to Raw?
We went to Raw, yeah.
Yeah.
And it
Where'd
was,
you guys sit?
Like front, like right at the fucking front.
Yeah, because you guys didn't post anything on it. And no photos or anything, so I was wondering really? Where you... Yeah.
I took... Oh, wait, I don't think I did. I posted like one or two separately, but I took like, I shit you not, a few hundred fucking pictures. And I remember because I was like, man, I don't want to have to like go through and pick which ones I want to pick. I think I posted one of Goldberg and he's like right in front of us.
Yeah.
And I think that was it. Because I just honestly, like, I sent a handful of good ones to Matt, but I was like, mm-hmm. I just don't, because there was like good, bad, blurry, because there was like smoke. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of smoke in the air, and I'd take a picture, and I'm like, that's blurry as fuck.
Yeah.
So I didn't, like, I was like, I just don't feel like going through all those. And then by the time, like, a week or two went by, I just forgot. I can show you some of the pictures. I got a fuck ton of them.
Yeah.
Because we were like, we weren't VIP front to where, like, the first four rows after the barricade, and we were like right after them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when we were like at the corner of the ramp. So when they come out on the ramp and they're on the platform, like we were on the far left, like right at the corner of the ramp.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty cool. We watched the episode. You can see us a couple times. Just like, cause I'm wearing like a bright hat and a bright tank top and we're standing up like, ah. So you can see us for a couple seconds. Those cameras move way more than you ever realize until you're looking for a specific person. Like, yeah. You don't realize how much they're zoomed in, and you can't tell, like, even right there, like, you can't tell, and except for maybe the couple in the front, like, who anybody is.
No.
And the cameras would be aiming right at us, can't see us fucking at all.
I can notice the crowd more in a wrestling game than I can pick up.
Yeah, legit. Well, yeah. And then, I can't remember their names. The tag team guys that are, like, the biker-looking dads, they wear, like, leather, and they come out to metal music. They're mm-hmm. the tag champs right now. Mm-hmm. Anderson or whatever. They came out. And walked up to the edge, and me and Matt
Anderson
were like...
Anderson and Gallows.
And Gallows. And they walk, like, from me to you.
Which aren't the tag champions right now. The Hardy Boys are.
That's right. They did. They won that ladder match, which mm-hmm. was epic, by the way. But they came right up to the edge, and me and Matt were like, boo, you fucking suck. And they were like, you suck. And they were, like, yelling. We were, like, yelling back and forth for a second, and then they, like, walked down the ramp, and we were like, oh, shit. We're, like, high-fiving, like, yeah, yeah. Watch TV. Music hits. They walk out. They're like, oh, they start walking to the edge. Cuts to commercial. No. I was like, oh, good. So sick. And then same thing happened. Goldberg, he comes out, like, does a spiel, walks up the ramp, takes his shirt off, hands it to a kid, walks up to the edge of the ramp, and he's, like, flexing, turns, comes right in front of us, and, like, me, I take my shirt off, and, like, me and Matt are like, yeah! And he flexes back, and he's, like, yelling, like, right towards us. And the camera's right behind his back looking right at us. So he turns, walks in the back. We're like, fuck yeah, we're going to be on TV a couple times. Hell yeah. Nothing. Watch it. Walks up the ramp and it does the cutout. So the end of Raw.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were pretty bummed, but it didn't matter. It was super fun. I'll tell you this, though. That was my first. I've been to a lot of small shows. That was my first WWE show I've ever been to live. And I will never bring a sign. We were going to make a bunch of funny signs. I'll never bring a sign because the people that were all in front of us, we missed half the matches.
Oh, just because of
the signs? They wouldn't put the signs down. And they're huge. It's a poster board.
Yeah.
And I almost got in a fight. The fucking security guard had to, like, calm everybody down because I was like, hey, man, can you, there's a little kid behind me. And, like, so me and Matt were, like, trying to separate so the little kid can see. I mean, because that's, you know, he's a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, a good wrestler would come out and he'd just stand up because he knew the camera was out. So he'd just stand up and do this the whole time. And I'm like, hey, man, put your fucking sign down. And it was a Roman. It was like whatever the Roman fans call themselves.
Mm.
Fucking Roman, whatever. Roman Empire.
The Rainiacs.
Rainiacs. No, it was the Roman Empire. And I was like, nobody fucking likes Roman Reigns. Nobody likes your fucking sign. I start yelling, and finally he hears me. And I knew he could hear me because I'm 5 feet behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Finally turns around. He's like, what? I'm like, put your fucking sign down before I shove it up your ass. Like, blah, blah, blah. And the security guard, like, because we're, like, right at the edge. She's, like, right there. She's like, hey, man, you guys need to calm down. I was like, we paid fucking money for these seats. this kid and his dad paid money, and we've missed half the fucking matches because he won't put the sign down. If everybody would, like, okay, hold it up every once in a while, but put it down, we'd be fine. They all held it up the whole time. We said, you have to, like, do this shit.
Bob and weave.
It was, and so me and Matt talked about it afterwards. I was like, I'll never bring a sign just because it ruins the experience for everybody else. It sucks because it's funny when you see a good sign, but, like, look at anybody behind those first four people can't see shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just, it was a bummer. Although, so Jericho's always been one of my favorite wrestlers, if not my favorite wrestler. I've watched a handful of, like, newer stuff in the last, I don't know, a couple years. And he never really barely does a lot of his vintage stuff, you know? When we were there, the match, he did everything vintage. He did the never, ever. He did the lion salt, the bounce off the rope drop kick. He did the put a foot on the chest and flex pin. I mean, he did every fucking thing. Went off the top ropes. I mean, Walls of Jericho, all of it. He did all of his old school shit. I was so pumped. Like, it made my night. And then we wanted the whole time, I was like, we were like, God, we hope we get to see Big Show. Hope we get to see Big Show. Didn't come out. Then, like, they showed that it's the end of Raw. Like, the television version's over.
Mm.
We're like, oh, well, whatever.
Used to do a couple of matches after that, right?
Well, they didn't do any matches. What they did was Brock Lesnar was supposed to come out and wrestle Goldberg earlier, but they ran out of time. So they were just like, well, we're not going to waste that match and not put it on TV. So they pretty much were like, hey, we're not doing that match. And everybody was like, oh, that's fucking lame. So Brock Lesnar comes out anyways, and they do the whole, my name is Paul Heyman, and do the whole thing, and the whole crowd cheers, blah, blah, blah. And he's standing there, he's like, is Goldberg left? So that match isn't happening. Is there anybody in the back brave enough to try to tackle the Beast? Quiet. Well, it's some Big Show. We were fucking pumped.
Dude. Yeah.
It was so cool. He came down in the ring, grabbed a hold of him, with, like, got him up in the air to choke slam him. He jumped to the side and then just F5 the Big Show.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
So, classic. Big Show's useless anymore, apparently. It's so funny seeing him in this. He's so young.
Yeah, it is.
Like, all these guys are super young. It's super crazy. Did you watch any of the rest of that UFC card after you left?
Yeah, I did. That was the most puzzling.
Dude, you the UFC whole card was
through me.
It should be UFC 210. Bafflesville.
Bafflesville.
Bafflesville. It was.
They should have a UFC 210 2. This time it's personal. because
this time it's not in New York because they won't fuck
oh
it up.
Oh, my God. So.
Every card in
Chris
New York.
When Chris Weidman's getting those knees, and to be honest with you, Chris Weidman was winning that fight.
100%.
I thought he was winning that fight.
No argument. Everybody. Like,
afterwards, too, when it got to the thing, I'm brain dead right now. Who was he fighting again?
Gegard Mousasi.
Yeah. So, anyways, he was. I don't know why. I just totally forgot who he was fighting. But.
Which I'll say, he handled it like a gentleman.
No, he didn't, dude.
After the fight, I thought he did.
Maybe after the fight. The press conference
he did kind of flip-flop.
Because he did. Yeah, I don't care.
He's like, I won. What do you want from me?
I won. They were legal knees. They stopped it. So, and then he's like, what did he say? He was just going off on how, like, I was winning that fight.
Blah,
and
blah, blah, blah. I want
to move forward. It was very one-sided and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like.
Yeah, anybody who's anybody. I mean, Brendan Schaub, Joe Rogan, everybody's talking about it. They're like, yeah, you were getting railed.
He was getting railed. When he says, like, all you're doing is just wrestling me. All you're doing is just wrestling me. Dude, he was beating you up, though.
One, he was wrestling the fuck out of you. Two, you got wobbled. He wobbled your ass.
Yeah, so don't play it off like he didn't hurt you.
Yeah, and those knees, I don't think – now, they landed kind of – I don't think those knees legitimately had Weidman hurt. I think he was being smart, and he was going to take the 5 minutes to take a rest.
Okay, but how is that his fault, though?
It's not his fault. That doesn't make any sense. No, no, no. Here's the thing. Here's what should have happened. I do not blame Dan Mergliotti for thinking, because until we watched the replay three times in slow motion, they looked illegal. Or the second one did. Like, when I watched it in real time, I was like, ooh, that was hands down. And then they stop it, and I was like, oh, I knew it. And even Joe, during the first one, said, that's an illegal knee. Wait. You know what? Play it again from a different angle. So I don't blame Dan Mergliotti for, in the heat of the moment, when he's trying to get out of the way, go, oh, that's an illegal knee. That's fine. But here's what happens. When you say it's an illegal knee, it's an illegal knee, period. You can't, especially in New York, you can't change your mind. So he gets the 5 minutes. That's not Chris's fault.
No.
He gets the 5 minutes.
Then the referee stopped it.
And then Big John goes, technically those were legal. We watched it. They're legal. So he goes, oh, they're legal. This is what happened. Those are legal. Hey, what do you guys think? Then the doctors are like, of course, the doctors are baffled. They're like, I don't. Can you continue? He's like, I'm good. And he's like, what's the date? What day of the month is it? And Chris Meidman's like, what? Saturday? I don't. And he's like, I don't know, man. You could be concussed, like, because he couldn't remember the fucking date. And then the docs are like, oh, I think he's no, he can't continue. He can't continue. So they not only it should have been if that's the route they're going to go, it should have been a no contest. It shouldn't have been.
That's what it should have ended in.
You lost.
Should have ended in a no contest.
You lose. Technical
no way
knockout.
In hell. Should have been a TKO for Wyman. No. I felt bad for him too because he's
felt so bad, man.
Because he's been he's on a two loss streak. Then he comes out for there and he's whooping his ass.
Yep.
And I'm not a big Wyman fan. Anyone that knows me knows that I don't like Chris Wyman.
Yep.
And but with that being said, I don't like bullshit.
Yeah.
I hate bullshit more than I hate Chris Wyman.
Yeah. And here's the thing, like, ugh. So that's what happened. Now, if they were going to go with the fight needs to be stopped route, which is retarded, they should have said it's a no contest. They didn't. Here's what should have happened. Chris, 5 minutes. Those are illegal knees. Take your time. Gegard, that's a warning, man. You got to watch them knees. Hey, Dan, those were actually legal. We checked. Oh, they were legal? Okay. You can't take any more time, Chris. You need to get up. We're going to start you off in that same position.
And then still turn and go, watch your knees.
Yeah.
And then have them fight.
And then go.
Don't go, yeah, I'm going to warn him, give you 5 minutes. Actually, you lose.
Yeah.
Puzzle,
dude. It was so baffling. Weidman's team was saying that they're not only going to appeal the loss, but they're also talking about suing, whether they're going to sue the New York State. What's really sad is, like, Wyman was one of the guys who was pushing to make fighting legal in New York more than any
I
other
know,
fighter.
I know, he gets fucked.
And
in
he got
New
fucked
York.
Two times in New York.
I know.
And he literally said, he's like, I'll never fight in New York again.
Cracks me up, dude. How your hometown UFC is the only sport where
here's the thing they've been
your
there.
Hometown
that was the,
just
that,
says screw you.
That was the fourth time they've been in New York, and all four times fuckery happens every fucking time.
They don't know what they're doing, and then Dana White gets on for the press conference, and he's like, "They're still learning and stuff." Like, I'm like, "Dude,
yeah, but we're paying for these fights. We got fucked out of those fights, and then
210 was a shit show, and then the Jones fight though, I truly feel like." After knowing that was his last fight ever.
The DC fight, you mean?
Yeah.
And Johnson?
Yeah. Jones. Yeah, Johnson. I'm way off
I was
today.
Like, I missed a fight, apparently.
Is it 12 at night or something? No. Yeah, I missed a fight. He was beating up some chick in the back. That's what I was talking about.
Beating up some pregnant chick?
No. The freaking DC fight, though. So I think after Johnson, after going back and seeing he was retiring, because he was fighting weird. The whole fight. He wasn't like, I want to stand and bang. He was like, he was pulling like a John Jones where he's like, I'm going to beat him at his own match.
No, I don't even think it was that. So kind of what Daniel actually broke it down very well right after the fight. Anthony Johnson's background is wrestling. He was a college wrestler like that. His background is wrestling. It's kind of like the Chuck Liddell story where he's a very, very, very good wrestler. But then he's got such fucking heavy hands that that's what he does.
Yeah.
Well, Anthony Rumble Johnson in the past, now not in his last five or six knockouts, granted, he's looked great, but in the past, he has been very known for, he doesn't really like fighting, he doesn't like training, and he has definitely had many fights in the past when he went to 185 or when he was at 205 the first time, where he did the same thing. He'd kind of hit a rut where something didn't feel right to him and he'd panic and go straight to wrestling. Well, that works for a lot of people. Except for literally the greatest wrrestler to ever be in the UFC. Like,
I know.
That was never going to work. And even DC looked like shit. DC's conditioning didn't look great. His body didn't look great. He was slow and kind of slumpy even compared to the first fight. Like, I honestly think if the best DC showed up and the best Rumble showed up, I think DC beats him. He has too many more tools.
DC would have beat him, I think, yeah.
But
best on best.
Yes, but I think if the best Rumble Johnson showed up in a fight with that Daniel Cormier, he gets knocked the fuck out.
He would have knocked him out.
Yeah. And that's how I saw the fight, and I don't – it was just a weird fight overall the whole time.
And he retires at the end in a weird way.
Well, that blew – what the fuck? And I think that's part of it too. You cannot go into a championship-level fight with one of the greatest 205ers in the world half giving a shit. You're going to get smashed.
That's literally what I felt like. I felt like they both were just like, whatever.
That's what it looked like. The whole time I was like, literally, all you have to do to not lose this fight is don't grab a hold of him. And you're doing literally the only thing you shouldn't be doing. There's nothing else in this cage you should not be doing other than not trying to grapple Daniel Cormier.
I know.
And that's exactly what he did the entire fucking fight.
The only thing he did. The entire fight.
It was not good. I mean, he got a takedown, popped right back up. Like, you're not going to keep him
down. It's almost like he watched the first fight and figured, well, I didn't really do this the first time and I lost, so I'll try it.
I honestly think it was just he was half in, half out, and he was just kind of panicked and nervous. I honestly think that's all it was, is he was just like, plus, I liked what Dominic Cruz said. Because in the beginning of the fight, he threw that right hand and, like, clipped Cormier, and then Cormier threw that bomb-ass right hand back and clipped him. And Cruz said, he's like, what nobody ever thinks about is everybody knows Daniel Cormier is arguably the hardest hitter in the UFC. But what people don't think is that doesn't mean he can take the hardest punch.
Yeah.
He doesn't like getting hit either. And Daniel Cormier hits hard. People don't realize how hard he can hit. And he just ate a bomb back and he bought a little bit of respect there. So we don't know, man. Maybe he got knocked the fuck out in training the day before and he was nervous to get hit. Like, you never know. I don't know.
210 was a shit show.
It was a total fucking shit show. I will never pay for a card in UFC in New York again. That was one. Here's how I judge a good fight card. When I watch all the fights right afterwards and I know all the outcomes, if I could go back in time and tell myself, this guy wins, this guy wins, this guy wins, this is what happens, would I still buy the card and watch it? 205? Yeah, I'd buy that card 5 times in a row if you told me what happened every time. That card, I was pissed I paid for it.
Yeah.
I was very upset. I was pretty bummed out.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting Rikishi's, like, go-to move was the fucking super kick. So stupid.
So dumb for a big guy.
Stupid. There was something else. Kelvin Gastelum getting pulled from his Anderson Silva fight.
And they're still trying to find people to fight him.
Why is every Anderson Silva fight in the last 5 years short notice fight? One way or the other?
I don't believe it.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Like,
he either snaps his leg.
Well, here's the thing. The Anderson fight doesn't happen. I can tell you right now, if I'm in the 185 division and I'm even remotely in shape, or if I'm in the top 10 at all and I'm in shape, and Anderson Silva needs an opponent, yeah, sign me up.
But people don't think like that. They're like, I'd rather just sit around and do nothing and
give work
my way up.
Call Chael.
Shitty.
Call Chael.
You know he would too.
Chael, fight him tomorrow.
I know he's not even in the UFC. No. You want to fight him?
Yeah, I'll meet him in the parking lot.
I'll be down here. He'd be on ESPN with a belt. I'm the people's champ.
He's so good. He's so good.
He was, jeez Louise.
He's fighting Vanderlei in June.
Yeah.
They're finally going to fight. I'm pretty excited about it. Also, this episode won't be posted today. It's going to be post-dated a little bit. But it happened today, so I want to bring it up today. I think we'll kind of... Is there anything else you want to get off your chest? Anything else you had on your mind?
Not yet.
No? You're good? Okay, so we'll wrap it up with this then.
Well, if we're going to wrap it up, I have one more thing.
Okay, well then hit me with it.
Because I was actually thinking about this the other day. So speaking of like superheroes and stuff, right?
Okay.
Okay. What do you think? Now, obviously, there's people like the Living Tribunal, all that stuff. They're just too overly powerful. Okay. But think to yourself, what's a common superpower that you think is OP and why?
A common superpower?
Yeah, you know, like super strength, super speed.
Okay, so
fly.
Nothing like crazy cosmic.
Nothing like you're the Beyonder.
Okay,
I'm talking like your everyday
superpowers. As far
as
OP, probably the ability.
Even like mech suits, because nowadays mech suits are
abilities. They're
up abilities.
There, yeah. One of the ones that shows up a lot with a lot of different random, like even characters you've never fucking heard of, that's pretty OP in my opinion, is any character that has like rapid healing abilities, like rapid to where you pretty much can't kill them. That's pretty fucking OP. And there's a lot more characters than people realize.
I think there's a lot more characters than people realize at all that can do that.
That's what
I'm
saying.
There's tons.
That's what I'm saying. Way more than people realize. Like, it's not just Wolverine and Deadpool. Like,
I know.
There's fucking hundreds of characters that can just like, hey, legs back.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty OP. Any kind of mind control. Is like, because
mind control is a pretty common one that is pretty.
Because, well, with mind control, you can essentially do anything, like, because you're just like, I'm this, and they're like, oh, you're that, okay.
So, which one out of all your common superpowers, you know, which one I think is the most OP?
Okay,
super speed.
Speed.
And the more I started thinking about this, I don't know why I was thinking about this on the way to work the other day. Super speed is probably one of the most OP superpowers in the whole universe,
okay,
out of the whole.
Just because of
multiverse
of
comic books,
do with it.
Because for one, you have healing abilities,
right?
Because a lot of people don't think
faster,
about.
Right.
You essentially can phase yourself because you can vibrate faster. You can phase through walls. You could run back in time.
Now, is all this coming because you got a hard on for Flash?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay,
but watching the show really made me think how OP speedsters are.
Well, they really, like, broadened. It's not just – he's just fast. Like, they really broadened, like, the science behind it.
Right.
Like, his hyper-metabolism and, like, all these things like that.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, speedsters, like, if you have super strength or stuff like that, a speedster can still kill you. Because think about it. He could, like, phase his hand through you.
Just pull your heart out. Yeah.
I mean, they could do, like, anything. One speedster, a lot of the time, can take out a whole group of dudes.
Right.
Even if they are super-powered.
Right.
And it's like, for instance, I bet you Flash could kill Wolverine.
Probably.
I bet you he could.
But Wolverine is so inconsistent. Like, there's some Wolverines, like, I have that one series, I think it's in my bedroom, where they cut his head off and he doesn't die. Because they're like, he wakes up and he's like, what's going on? And Nick Fury's standing there and he's like, well, we cut your head off. Apparently you can't die. You're breathing through your skin right now. Like, your body will adapt and you'll survive no matter what. Mm. And it's like, that Wolverine, like, so what are you going to do? Like, rip his...
And so, you know how.
But then there's other Wolverines where if he just gets hurt enough and can't heal fast enough, he dies.
Everybody right now thinks that Deadpool, and everyone for a while, a couple of years now, have been thinking that Deadpool, this is the most OP character.
Well, yeah, because they blew him up. Because they have a comic
book where he kills everyone in the DC universe. And if he is fighting someone like the Living Tribunal, he could just go into, like, he could break the fourth wall and he can kill the person that made his comic book and
that's
stuff
retarded.
Like that.
That's a retarded way to say it.
So, okay, let's say this. He's fighting a speedster. He goes back in time before he ever is alive. He kills his parents. Yeah. You gonna break the fourth wall that when you're not alive? No, you're not.
Yeah.
So that's why speedster, I think, is the strongest one.
I like Deadpool. Okay, let me rephrase this. I like the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool. I like that character by that actor in that show. Deadpool as a comic character
is so
fun,
overblown.
But he's
Deadpool's
very...
the new Batman.
But
you
worse.
You remember for years.
But worse, because Batman's at least always kind of the same. Deadpool, like, there'll be like me and you get approved to publish a new Deadpool comic, and we'll be like, oh yeah, by the way, he can fly and teleport and shoot lasers out his ass.
He's always getting new superpowers. That's what's driving me nuts.
He's like the Spawn. That's what he is. He's like the new Spawn.
Yeah.
He can just do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why I personally think speedsters, though, is probably the strongest average superpower.
It's a pretty average superpower.
You know what
that means? Yeah. I mean, I'm on board.
Whenever you ask anyone, what's a superpower you'd like to have?
I can fly, I can
there's
teleport.
There's only a select
can, yeah,
things.
Yeah.
Someone's not going to say, I'd like to bend reality.
Yeah.
No one's going to say that. You're going to be like, I can fly, x-ray vision, which, by the way, is a bullshit superpower.
That's a stupid
x-ray
superpower.
Vision, you're going to get your ass beat. Someone's running at you. I can see him.
Get
I'm
the shit
dead.
Kicked out of you. Yeah. That's cool. Dead.
Useless. But super speed, I think, is probably the strongest.
But not only
power.
That, like, what specifies x-ray vision? Would you literally be able to be like, I can see through your shirt? No, wouldn't you just see all of her bones and muscle? Like, is it full blast x-ray, or can you control the amount of x-ray? And if that's the case, x-rays don't work really by seeing through clothes and being able to see skin and titties.
I've been looking up to, because remember how we were having this discussion the other day, how on the Flash TV show, he's not as fast. It's very inconsistent how fast
yes,
he is.
Bad.
But his clock speed right now is what they're saying is Mach 13.5.
Okay.
That's how fast they say he can run. So it makes more sense for some things. But it even screws him for more, though.
Well, yeah, because if you go Mach 13, you're not going in through time.
I know.
He clearly went through time way before he's gone.
That's what they're saying. He's at Mach 13.
Well, like, he went through, he goes fast enough that he travels through time. And then, like, four episodes later, they're like, you need to run faster just to get from A to B.
Barry, you need to run about 900 miles per hour.
I'm like, he can already do that, right?
Because
he definitely just traveled through fucking time.
I know.
So it was one of the biggest pet peeves that they hit me with that entire series. It's, like, super inconsistent.
You know what my theory is, too? My theory on Savitar, because I'm still trying to figure this out, my theory on who it is it's Wally.
Really?
I do. I think it's Wally.
Hmm.
I know that's way out there.
Okay.
Doesn't make any sense at all, but I think it's future Wally. And the reason for this is, when they showed the preview for the next episode, it shows Wally in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Why would Wally need to be in a wheelchair? My guess on this is because they figure out that Wally is Savitar. You know,
so they paralyze him
so he can't become Savitar.
That's a pretty dark
story arc for his friends to do.
You think so?
Yeah.
But it's his sister.
That'd be like you finding out, like, hey, man, in the future, you're a piece of shit, so I'm going to break your legs.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's pretty shitty.
I guess so.
Like, it makes sense if he was, like, an acquaintance or something.
This is the first season where I haven't really...
I'm not going to lie. Like, out of all the shows that, like, all the superhero shows and most main shows, they always have, like, the love interest. The Flash series, I give the least amount of shits about Iris and Flash. I give the least. I don't give a fuck about Iris at all. I care more about her dad than I do her. I don't give a shit about her. She's annoying. I don't like her character. I don't like the actress. She bugs me.
The biggest love interest on Arrow is Diggle.
Yeah, who's he got?
Just Diggle. I mean, he technically has his girlfriend, but...
Well, he's got his wife, right?
Diggle is the best side character of any show. He's just always there for you.
He's great. There for you. He's always there, yeah.
But
I saw a clip of him, and he's got, like, a mask now and whatever. Mm-hmm. Or he did for a while. It was sick. I liked it. Yeah. I liked the getup.
Yeah, he's doing his own superhero getup. Still kind of useless, though. You know how Diggle's always just been like kind of useless?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had to get the speedster thing off.
Okay.
Just because I feel like it's a superpower that people underestimate and overlook it. Sure. Yeah. And that's the reason why you shouldn't.
I feel you.
And there. Flash is big right now.
Flash is huge right now.
But,
Again, I feel like I'm going to try really hard to look over it and look past it and not let it bother me. I feel like it's going to be really hard for me to not be bothered by the different guy playing him in the movie and his powers looking so retarded.
And the fact that they're calling him Barry.
Yeah, he is Barry. Yeah. He's Barry Allen. Yeah, he's not a different Flash. He's Barry Allen. Yeah. Which, Barry Allen's my favorite Flash, so that's cool. But you got this other kid doing a great job playing him. And then this one, this is what I brought up to you the other day. The most annoying part, one of the best things about Flash, other than he's a smartass, is like, I'll be like pulling out a gun to shoot you, and he'll go from across the room, take the gun out of my hand, empty it, and go back before I even realize he moved. Like, what the fuck? In this show, as soon as he takes a step in the Speed Force,
lightning
and thunder and wind storm came rolling through the fucking store.
I know. That's what drives me nuts about it, too. And he'll stand there and talk. Well, this lightning's still going. It's like, what?
You're not sneaking up on anybody. I'd be like, let's rob this bank. Hurry. Hurry up. Flash is coming.
I know. Oh, one thing, too, that I want to say, one of my other theories. Is that I think that Black Flash will kill Savitar. I think that's how they're going to end up doing it. They're going to get Black Flash to kill Savitar.
Wait, who's Black Flash?
Zoom.
Oh, Zoom.
Remember
okay.
when Zoom dies, he gets...
Yeah, you told me.
Ripped.
Well, originally your theory was that Zoom is...
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he's going to kill him. That's what you thought. Yeah. You thought Zoom mm-hmm. was going to
kill him. I've always thought he's
going to
kill
him. Okay, that was your original. Because he's working in the Speed Force, chasing down
Speed like Force. He's like a Speed Force...
Wraith or whatever.
Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's a cool theory. That theory I'm on board with. I'm not so much on board with
the Wally one. I just thought that the other day. But I do think that his suit is the reason why he's so much faster, though.
Zoom?
He has to have his suit to make him that fast, I think.
Does he? Did they bring that up when he was the main bad guy? Did he have to have the suit? That's just
my guess.
Oh.
Is that's the reason why he's wearing some big armored glowy suit, because I'm thinking maybe he's using the tachyon accelerator.
Oh, wait. Thing. Zoom is or the Salva?
Savitar?
I haven't seen him yet.
Okay, so his suit, he's like a big metal mech.
Zoom was one of the best looking and best characters of any comic book, film, anything. Right. Shows, movies, in a long time.
So you remember how on Reverse Flash,
mm-hmm.
he used that tachyon accelerator.
Right. Because Reverse Flash didn't really have the Speed Force in himself, right?
No, he did.
Oh, he did? I thought
he just needed to recharge himself because he wasn't fast enough.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's right, because he recreated Barry's experiment.
And then,
exactly.
And then in Season 2, when they're fighting Zoom, remember, Flash puts on the tachyon accelerator. That's how he keeps up with Zoom.
So you think that, what's the guy's name,
Savitar?
Savitar. You think Savitar has just like some gangster version of the Tachyon
accelerator? I do.
That would make sense.
I do. And that's why he's so much faster.
Okay.
I also feel like, because there's one episode, I know you haven't seen it, but they're really going into the multiverse right now. And there was this one speedster.
Not just Earth 2, but like multiple.
Right. There was this one speedster that had purple lightning. I feel like he's going to play into effect too.
They'll probably bring back any speedster they show. They're going to bring back at some point. You know what even annoyed me? Like, okay, so you can't even have Barry be faster. At first, he couldn't. He wasn't faster than Reverse Flash. He couldn't keep up with Zoom without essentially cheating.
Technically, he never was able to keep up with Zoom.
That's what I'm saying, without cheating. And then you have that episode where that one chick takes the serum and she's fucking three times faster than Flash. Right. Like, Jesus Christ, why is the main hero of the show the slowest fucking speedster at all times?
Her, though. Okay, so she ends up traveling so fast
that she disintegrates.
She disintegrates, right.
Right.
What's funny, though,
if you go back... How is that not faster than to go back in time?
If you think about it, she's technically running slower than when the tachyon accelerator.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't know if she went so fast that she disintegrated, or if like her body was just overloading on the serum and it burnt it up. That would be the only thing that made sense, because if she was going, if that were the case, Flash would have burnt.
She becomes into the Speed Force, which Flash did go. Flash did the same thing though. Remember? Remember when he was trying to get into the Speed Force and he like melted away?
Oh, I guess so.
Same thing happened to him.
I guess so. So, is that everything? You good?
Yeah.
You got all your retarded ass Wally theories down?
I think so.
I don't see if that's correct, I'll be blown away, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
All right. Well, what I wanted to bring up is a little more drab, a little more sad. Again, this episode will be released probably next week, but late last night, Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy's brother, passed away. He's been battling leukemia for a while. I didn't know about that either. I think he probably kept it on the hush. I saw a picture of him. He looked pretty skinny and not so healthy, like they had posted today of him a couple weeks ago or something. So I was a huge Charlie Murphy fan. He's one of the best fucking storytellers of all time. That guy is hilarious. Most people probably remember him from, because he's been a stand-up as long as Eddie has.
For a while.
Yeah, as long as Eddie has. But he was never as big. Eddie was just went big and was better. But a lot of people remember him
kind of like the Hardy Boys. Jeff and Matt Hardy are both big, but Jeff Hardy's always bigger.
Yep, exactly. Everybody mostly remembers him from the Chappelle Show. He used to tell the Rick James stories and all that funny ass shit on the Chappelle Show. So I just want to give a huge shout out to Charlie Murphy. That guy made me laugh a fuck ton. I don't think I'd ever hear him say something or do something that didn't make me laugh my ass off. So huge shout out to Charlie Murphy. Rest in peace, brother. I can't imagine how Eddie and all them feel. That sucks.
I know.
I mean,
that would blow.
The world lost a really, really funny guy, really cool dude. So
to lose your brother.
Yeah, it's a bummer, man. It's a bummer.
Couldn't imagine it. Don't want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't be as upset.
yeah, you wouldn't be as upset.
Anyways, that's the show, guys. You can follow Josh on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. What's your handle there, big guy?
Well, if you want to follow my work one, it's just the Honda Salesman. Honda, if I could talk. Yeah, the Honda Salesman.
Okay, at the Honda Salesman. On
Instagram.
Okay.
And I'm not really doing anything on Facebook right now.
Okay, well then, fuck
you
all
can still
that,
be my friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you live in the Roseburg area and you're looking for a new and or used car...
If you want to be styling and profiling, maxing and relaxing, driving in a rig, sitting on fofos, and just be riding with your bros, then you know where to come to. It's Roseburg Honda. Hit me up, and I'll help you out.
Boom. There you go. So that's all I got for this one. Tyler Graham's coming on. I got Alan Garl. I got four or five other people lined up. I'm pumped, guys. The podcast is doing great. We're 25 right now. We need to break that top 20. And then we need to break that top 10. And I can't do that without everybody's help. So anybody who listens, please, please, for the love of fuck, share the episode. That would be great and super helpful. Other than that, I'll see you guys next time. Big kisses. Much love.
Deuces.